Hello, and welcome back to the Creative Human Podcast. I'm Vanessa Farino, your host. In this episode, you will learn a little bit more about my background and give you a better understanding on how Creative Human came about. For starters, some of my major career accomplishments are being an award-winning entrepreneur and public speaker named by Boston Business Journal 40 Under 40, El Mundo Boston 30 Under 30, and Candela Magazine's 25 Most Successful Latinos. I started my first company at age 15 with my mom, and I also currently hold a successful career as an executive assistant supporting chief executive officers in Boston, mainly for tech companies, for over the past decade. I'm also the founder of two organizations called Creative Admin and Creative Woman, and I recently just launched my third business called Creative Human. Well, let's back up for a second, as we all know success does not happen overnight, especially for someone like me who did not take a traditional career path. Believe it or not, there were so many people who did not support the idea. All right, let's flash back to 2004. I grew up in Everett, Massachusetts, and while I started high school, I was reflecting on the question that haunts everyone, at least I think, since as early as a child as you can remember. What do you want to be when you grow up? I could literally not wrap my head around the idea of having to pick one thing. I was so young, had no world experience. How could I possibly pick? As many of you might have heard, growing up, you're expected or told to take a traditional career path such as a lawyer, doctor, engineer, which there's nothing wrong with that, but just neither of those aligned with me. All right, so I was in high school and I was picking my class electives, and my mom reminded me that some of the options that I had would cost me a fortune in college, so it might be a good idea to sign up for everything I had an interest while in high school, as it was part of the package, complimentary. So it turned out I had a huge interest for business. So in my 4 years in high school, I was taking everything from business organization to business management, accounting, consumer economics, computer, even psychology classes. So side note, my mother's side of the business has a huge entrepreneurial background. So my mom said, hey, given that you're taking all these classes and I've always wanted to start my own business, why don't we do just that? Yes. So we decided on a clothing boutique. So we had a very successful clothing boutique from the early 2004 to December 2008. We even had to change location 3 times due to the high demand and success. We wanted to ensure we had a world-class customer experience. We needed bigger space. We needed more parking options. We needed more fitting rooms. We needed more office and inventory space. We were booming. And let's not forget that this was pre-social media era. I do sometimes wonder with my mom, how would we have impacted if we actually had the technology that we had today. Many ways. All right, back to high school. I was taking my classes during the day and after school, trying to put my learnings to actual experience with my mother's guidance. I learned everything from managing employees to bookkeeping, marketing, planning fashion shows, managing finances, budgets, understanding everything, what it meant to be a small business owner, even from sales and pitching and taking inventory. So while my mom was very passionate on our women's collection, I became passionate about men's fashion, which we ended up launching within a year of opening. That was so cool. When I completed high school in 2007, I started attending Fashion Week with my mom. And one of the most memorable experiences was when I met Christian Ottigier in New York City. We had already been one of 2 official retailers in Massachusetts for his brands, which included his very own Christian Ottigier, and others like Smet and the famous Ed Hardy. I remember being such a big fan of his. We were in a meeting with his team in New York City, and I was about to officially sign my very first contract in Fashion Week for his very new handbag and accessory collection. Of course, with my mother's guidance. All of a sudden, right before signing these documents, I felt a big presence behind me, and I turned around, and there he was himself, Mr. Christian Ottigier. He said he was so curious to learn who we were and he wanted to learn more about us. We talked for a few moments and we told him about the mother-daughter duo business. He said he was honored to do business with us. Talk about a pinch me moment. I remember he was also so graceful, kind, and supportive. He said, I want to give you some advice. Never stop dreaming. You can do anything you put your mind to if you're willing to work hard. And he gifted me the most beautiful belt. His words really changed my life forever, and I'm so grateful to him. Fast forward to the fall of 2008, when the recession hit, we realized that the battle to keep the boutique open was going to be hard, so it was probably best for us to close doors on a good note, take our memories, and hope that maybe in the future we could open up again. Little did we know we were walking away with so much experience that would blossom into a huge empire. We had just discovered through years that we were truly creatives and curious to keep learning and pushing ourselves out of our comfort zones. As this transition happened, I had already moved out of home. I was looking for a job, found one as a receptionist at a law firm, which I was promoted as an administrative assistant to then legal assistant within 6 months, to then being laid off, to then working in retail, to then applying for dozens of other jobs because I just wanted to go into an office work setting. So let's stop there. I had a very deep appreciation to an office work setting. Let me tell you more about that. My grandma worked for a prestigious international law firm in downtown Boston for over 25 years, and I grew up visiting her at her job and being friendly with all of the legal assistants. I was not your average kid playing with dolls. You would actually find me playing with calculators, pens, sticky notes, and folders. You can imagine what my Christmas wish lists look like. It was just a list of office supplies. Anyhow, in the process of applying, I submitted my application as the financial assistant of a very well-known life insurance investment firm company. I remember when I applied, I said, "Wait, what makes you think they would even consider you?" Then I remembered what my grandmother and mom always told me. You only get in life what you have the courage to ask for. Well, long story short, after completing the interview rounds in a full accounting test and scoring 100, I got the job. I was in complete shock. I asked my manager, "With all due respect, why me? I honestly didn't have half of the qualifications they were requiring," I was thinking in my head. And he replied, "Well, aside from scoring 100 on the test, I was one sitting in your chair, and I needed a chance, and someone took a chance on me. And here you are. You're smart, you're bright, and ambitious. I will take a chance on you." And then that's exactly when I learned about the pay it forward mentality, which stuck with me forever. I call it more of the human up life motto. Ditch the label on people, honor their roots and culture, and treat them with respect as humans, just as they are. Okay, so then I was promoted within 6 months, and I was there for 4 years. I was doing everything from helping manage finances to budgets, responsible for human resources, office management, payroll, benefits, event planning, you name it. I was also one of the few women that were in many meetings, and probably the only Latina. And not to mention, I was at least 10 years younger than anyone in the company. Little did I know that this was the most valuable foundation to my career. My manager was not only providing a successful path for me, but also mentoring me. Eternally grateful for that. Soon after the years, I learned about this role called executive assistant to CEO. I thought, well, this seems interesting. It seems that this role, I could be part of every single department within the organization and be a strategic partner to an executive. And it also sounds like being part of business school. I could totally do this. Sign me up. Well, I applied to dozens of places, more like hundreds of places, interview after interview. People didn't take me seriously. They would look at me and I know that they were thinking, "She's so young." I also hadn't finished college by then. I was still attending part-time in the evenings. I was told so many times, "You will never get a job. Stick to where you are. You need to settle there. You might be able to climb the ladder." So with my head up and chin up, I kept applying. But there was this one particular company I had applied for two different positions, one as the office manager and the other one, administrative assistant to supporting the president. I thought, well, I'm going to apply for both because I know that I'm capable of doing both positions. But at the bare minimum, I hope I'm considered as office manager because I already have that experience and then I can work my way up. Great. So the interview was intense and then I was told that they didn't think I was fit for either position. I'm thinking in my head, great, here comes another rejection. But instead they said, "Because we actually think you have the perfect skill set, attitude, and mindset for another position that has not been posted yet." So I thought, okay, they're interested in me. I can still work my way up. So I asked them, "What position is that?" They said, "Executive assistant to the founder and CEO." Talk about my heart dropping. I would still have to complete the interview process, meet with the CEO, and all that good stuff. But I finished the process, and as soon as I got home, I had an offer letter sitting in my inbox. I was now working in a tech startup, a completely different machine that I had to learn, but I was going to give it my all. I was also working 24/7. Yes, That's a thing that administrative professionals sometimes have to do. I shortly realized I was helping my CEO in this particular project to coordinate very high-level CEO meetings. Yes, other CEOs were coming to our office to have meetings. I didn't understand what this was all about, so I went to my CEO's office and I said, "Can I ask you a question? What are all these meetings?" And he said, "These meetings are for an organization that I belong to called YPO, Young President's Organization. It's a well-known organization for CEOs throughout the entire country and also world. They meet in a monthly forum, and they were just having these meetings in our office." He said, "Because at the end of the day, business is business and everyone is pretty much dealing with the same issues, the best way to solve is to push through and connecting with like-minded people." So I walked out of my CEO's office, walked over to the window, which oversaw the Boston Financial District, and I thought, okay, great, where is my YPO for administrative professionals? That is how Creative Admin was born. Creative Admin was actually originally known as Boston Executive Assistance, to then Admins Hub, to now Creative Admin. Side note, a true example for you to see that sometimes we just have to reinvent ourselves to meet our goals or dreams, and we should never be ashamed or embarrassed. Hi, listeners. This is Vanessa Farino, your host at the Creative Human Podcast. Guess what? It's giveaway time. Everybody loves a good giveaway. So right now, we're giving away two invites to Clubhouse. If you don't know what Clubhouse is, it's a social network that revolves around audio. You can join different rooms just to listen or to participate. The thing right now is that there's a really big wait list. So we're going to send you a direct invite to join the app and you can join us in our club. All you have to do is follow us at Creative Human Podcast on Instagram and at Creative Human Official as well. So make sure to join both of those and follow us to get more details on how you can win. Now, back to our episode. So before Creative Admin is what we are today, I had procrastinated for years about this idea because I felt like the idea was not important. And believe it or not, peers in my actual company or networking events that I attended, when I pitched them the idea, said, "Well, you're only an executive assistant. How much career development could you guys possibly need?" Seriously, I procrastinated for years. Hello, have you seen the things that we're responsible for as administrative professionals? Our roles continue to evolve. If you see how fast-paced some of these businesses are and how technology evolves, that's exactly how fast our roles evolve, because we have to be on top of our game to ensure that businesses and departments run smoothly within day-to-day business operations. Anyhow, I found a mentor who is also an EA, and I told her about this idea, and I said, "I'm done procrastinating. I don't care if it's just me and you, and maybe we can recruit two others, but I'm going to do it." And she said, "Vanessa, you have my full support." And that's all I needed. I was ecstatic, because I was really gonna do this. From doing my research, I could really not find anything that was an organization for us to be able to grow in our careers. I found this one national organization that said, "Hey, sign up for our annual membership and join our webinar." No, I wanted the human connection. Where was the human aspect of this? The human up. I wanted to network. I wanted to meet other people in my industry who could relate with the struggles and wins. I wanted to provide education and learn together and grow together, make new friends. I wanted to do what YPO was doing for CEOs, but for administrative professionals. So I launched the organization. I started planning events. I thought my goal for our 5-year anniversary is to have maybe 50 members, which, by the way, is complimentary to be a part of. I faced rejection month after month. For about 7 months, I lost money. I was continuing to plan events. Nobody was showing up. But I learned other aspects such as branding and marketing, creating logos, websites, how to plan events differently, but most importantly, not to give up. After months of trial and error, we had our very first successful event with 53 attendees. And now our events sell out in days, if not hours. I'm so grateful for that. Over the past 4 years, we have had an annual rotating leadership team, board advisors, over 50 events, including workshops, networking mixers, annual conferences, and even the very first administrative professional award ceremony in Boston. We've also done annual partnerships with over 24 vendor companies, launched a career center, and we have over 2,000 community members globally, which represent over 500 companies. I'm constantly revamping the programs and partnerships because I want my peers to feel proud and fulfilled with their careers, because there's always room for growth. All right, moving forward to 2017. Due to the success of Creative Admin, I was appointed as the president of a women's entrepreneurship organization, in which in 6 months, I grew the organization by 6,000 members, revamped their membership program, created a leadership group, created new revenue channels, planned and launched chapters, organized and planned a winter conference with partnerships, sponsorships, and a sold-out event in less than 90 days. But shortly after, the organization was sold, and that went sideways for me. And while that was very painful, it was a big learning curve. So I thought, what's next? This is amazing. I've been helping women with their businesses as well as administrative professionals, but something was missing from the picture. And that's when Creative Woman was born. Creative Woman was formerly known as Women's Hub. Another friendly reminder again that reinventing yourself to meet your dreams is something to be proud of. Okay, so I reflected on my career and realized, being a woman, Latina, young in my career, who were the people who were mostly helping me? Shockingly, the answer was men. I realized, yes, I was the youngest employee in most places. I was one of the few Latinas, if not the only one in the companies. I was in conference room that I would have never imagined, not just hearing, but also having a voice and a seat at the table. But where were my peers? Where were the other women? They also needed support like the entrepreneurs and the administrative professionals. And I was confident of this need because in Creative Admin, many women approached me constantly via email asking to be part of the Creative Admin organization, even though they were not administrative professionals. Yes, at that moment, while the idea seemed great, I went back into my corner. I was unsure. I was not confident on the idea. Back to the same feelings prior to started Creative Admin. I guess you can say that was imposter syndrome. Anyways, my brother, who also ended up turning out to be an EA by accident, said to me, if you did this for administrative professionals and entrepreneurs, what makes you think that you can't do it for working women? And he was right. Okay, so now time for the planning. How can we be different and support these working women? Then I realized, as a woman, felt like I needed to be part of many things and groups to feel complete. So I narrowed these things down to four categories, which were important to me: career, health, home, and lifestyle. So I thought, why not create an organization that supports working women in these areas, like a one-stop shop? It felt so right. I also wanted to pass down what I had learned in my years of experience from other people in the corporate world, aka men. I wanted to show women that they can continue to reinvent themselves to be the best version, to achieve success on their own terms. I wanted us to share stories, elevate each other, continue to build new skills, push boundaries, talk about taboo topics, and most importantly, use our network to increase our net worth. Throughout the years, Creative Woman has done over a dozen events, annual summer cruises, workshops, masterminds, and also had an annual rotating leadership team. We have over 1,000 community members, which is also complimentary to be a part of. All right, so let's fast forward to 2019. Both organizations were growing, having meaningful conversation. These professionals were getting raises and bonuses and promotions. We had amazing events. It was the Human Up Life motto at its best. Then something didn't feel right. It's like I had baked these fabulous cakes and everybody loved them, but my gut told me, I think you have the ingredients wrong. What? What ingredient? How could I unbake? I felt frustrated and stuck even so, because at that time I had also gotten a physical injury that had me pretty much handicapped for about 9 months or more. As you know, I'm a busy bee on the go, go, go. So I thought, now what? Well, if I can't do the work externally, let's do the work internally. I got a coach. It changed my life forever. I'm telling you, I highly recommend it. At first, I was even embarrassed in one of my check-in appointments with my doctor. He said, so Vanessa, what are you going to do with this downtime? And I said, I got a coach. And he said, great. You know, even Tom Brady has a coach. And I thought, I want to be my own Tom Brady. So I got motivated and I got to work. For most of 2019, it felt like I was a sponge, soaking up information, education, meeting new people. Oh, side note, you better believe I signed up my mom for all of these things to do with me. Yes, because we are the mother-daughter duo. Anyways, so it felt like we were gathering information. We were creating a new recipe. Haha. Well, at least we didn't know exactly what we were going to do. But we would always remember, trust the process, enjoy the journey. Also, my public speaking career continued to grow organically. One of the best 2019 highlights was being asked to speak at Bentley University for a program hosted by a university in Spain for international students who are studying business operations who specifically wanted to be executive assistants. Another pinch me moment. Another highlight was being part of a political peaceful movement towards the former president of Bolivia, which is where my family is from. You can research to see what happened there. But anyways, my mom signed us up because she wanted to organize, to stand up for the Bolivian people, and to remind everyone that you can peacefully and respectfully stand up and to continue to fight for human rights together. All right, so 2020 came. So we kept thinking, what's next? Well, next, I was asked to go to New York City to film a documentary called Still Working 9 to 5, based on the actual movie 9 to 5 that starred with Jane Fonda, Dolly Parton, and Lily Tomlin. Another pinch me moment. I was really grateful for that opportunity because we're able to show how the administrative professionals' roles is so important and has evolved throughout all of these years. All right, so let's fast forward to the first week of March. I was invited to speak for International Women's Day for the company called Experian. You know, side note, fun fact that I used to be the biggest introvert and I had a huge fear of public speaking. And I thought if I'm going to do these things that I'm doing within these organizations, I probably have to come out of my comfort zone. I attended a public speaking boot camp with a coach who helped me release these fears a few years ago. I also highly recommend that because it helped me communicate personally and professionally better at home and in meetings. All right, so back to storytelling. We were invited to another two events in New York City. One was the Women's History Conference by Tory Burch Foundation, and the other was the Women in Charge event by DVF. We were in the same rooms as these amazing women and dozens of other global leaders and feminists, such as Gloria Steinem. All right, so the day after we returned home from the pandemic, the entire planet practically shut down, like literally. We kept thinking, all of this work, now what? We remembered, trust the process and enjoy the journey. Okay, so a few weeks went by. One day I woke up and I had this dream that someone kept telling me creative human out loud. So I kept thinking, creative human, what does this even mean? I sat in meditation to clear my thoughts, and then I called my mom, and I told her, Mom, creative human is the new recipe. We cried with joy. We reflected to our careers, and it was like it was all coming together. It felt right. It made sense. We had finally created a brand that supports the idea of who we are, and we can support other people, and most importantly, add the human life motto. And most importantly, it would include the human up life motto. All right, so here it is. At an early age, we're told to pick one career path, one aspiration, or one vision for our future. Knowing how many gifts and talents one person is born with and how these develop through life, we believe that people shouldn't be limited to just one dream. So this core belief has inspired us to launch a new venture called Creative Human. Creative Human's purpose is to disrupt this traditional way of thinking about career and lifestyle and promote the belief that we are all creative, ever-evolving humans by creating memorable experiences that brings people together. Amazing! We had the new recipe. We had this new brand in this new company. But now what do we exactly do with Creative Human? Well, that's the beauty of it. Whatever inspires us. For the first time, we felt like we didn't have to fit the cookie cutter and that we just didn't have to think outside the box, but we had the opportunity and freedom to act outside the box. I mean, how many times have you been told, think outside the box, and then when you act outside the box, you get penalized? Exactly. This brand is bigger than that. It's a movement. All right, back to planning. So during this whole shutdown for the pandemic, we also realized we were givers. We wanted to remind our friends and family that we cared about them, even though we were not able to see them. And we were looking for gifting options, and we thought, there's not many options. Why is this? And if we found a company, it was definitely not something we would send someone we cared for. So we thought, who else deals with the situation of having a hard time with gifting? And the light bulb went off in our head. It was so bright. Administrative professionals also struggle with corporate gifting. It was all coming together. The recipe was becoming clearer now. We did some research and found that the gifting industry was still in a traditional mindset. It was not really supporting many things. All right, so we did some research and we found that the gifting industry was very traditional in its mindset and operations. So we thought, let's disrupt this industry. Let's leverage our networks, our organizations, partner with small business owners to support them by not only highlighting their products in our gift boxes, but also sharing their stories about the blood, sweat, and tears about their journeys. And that is how our podcast was born. As someone who's a giver, as myself, it brings me so much joy to know that we have created a one-stop shop at Creative Human for every perspective, from gifting to supporting small businesses that even represent diverse backgrounds, to sharing stories, to being thoughtful about the planet through our packaging, and also, most importantly, the pay it forward mentality, donating part of our proceeds to nonprofits. Our new recipe was created with so much love, and we really hope you join us for this journey and movement. To shop our collection, listen to our podcast, or join one of our communities, please visit creativehumanofficial.com or follow us on our socials at creativehumanofficial. Thanks for stopping by.